Satnam, my name's Hari Jeevan, and this session will give you some specific practices so you can enjoy the movement of the Kundalini energy through your body. It's a fascinating exploration of your own energetic potential and possible mental expansion. I started doing Kundalini yoga in 1975 when I was 18 years old. I've been practicing it ever since. Kundalini yoga is a fascinating yoga, and I think you'll enjoy it. What we'll do is several meditations, each with mantra, and we'll open with showing you how to breathe with the famous breath of fire, and then we'll play a gong, and the gong will align the chakras and activate the energy in you. Okay, the first thing we do in Kundalini yoga is we start with a mantra. Mantras are sounds that move energy, and they call forth certain energy and activate dormant energy in you. Mun mantra, M-A-N, mun is mind, tra is the wave. So the mind has waves. If you can control the waves of the mind, you can control the mind. And when you control the mind, then you control your world. And when you control your world, you're happy. When the mind is uncontrolled, then you're at the mercy of it. And the mind can go anywhere, and you have to be along for the ride. So control of your mind, control of the energy moving through you is the human quest, and Kundalini is the science of how to control, direct, and expand your energy so you can enjoy your life more. The chakras are energy centers in the body. Energy is collected there and stored there, and energy moves through there. So when we practice Kundalini yoga, we're having an experience of moving our energy, and we're also clearing stagnant energy out of the chakras, which contains old memories and old emotions. You have eight chakras. There's seven in the body. The eighth is the aura. First chakra is the anus. Second chakra, sex organ. Third chakra, navel. Fourth chakra, heart. Fifth chakra, throat. Sixth chakra is the third eye point, the space between the eyebrows. And the seventh chakra is the crown chakra, the soft spot on the baby's head. And the eighth is the aura, the electromagnetic field that surrounds you. Knowing how to use these energetic gears, and they all interact together and harmoniously. They're not independent. It's all part of one system that moves together. It allows you to move your energy and move your mind so you don't get stuck in certain habitual, repetitive patterns or certain emotional patterns or certain past destructive patterns. All those are signs of the energy being locked in certain chakras where you're being magnetically pulled into a behavior in a direction you don't want to be pulled. In Kundalini, what we do is release the energy, we amplify the movement of the energy, and that allows you to move in a more beneficial direction.